Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in on this Tuesday. Let me point out that our first frost of the season is supposed to come tonight, according to Nick Bender from Channel 9.
Hallelujah.
Who knows his stuff.
It is way too late in October for it to just finally be getting down into the 40s.
I need to figure out how to get my car into my garage. That now is the new priority.
Get your car
into the
garage? Let me
rephrase that. It's not that I don't know how to get the car into the garage. It's that I need the technical systems to be corrected so I can get my car into the garage.
Okay. Because, yeah, initially it sounded like...
Yeah. I know how it
these
works.
Women drivers don't know...
Yeah.
How to angle a car into a carport correctly.
Right.
And by the way, I don't call it a garage, Mr. Fancy Frenchman.
Yeah.
It's a car hole.
I don't feel as bad when I see people online say it took them 6 years before they reprogrammed their keypad outside to be able to pull in. Anyway, I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's talk about stadium funding.
Yay!
To start the day. Listen, at some point, all this is going to be sorted out. That's hard to imagine that at some point we're going to know where these stupid stadiums are going, but we still don't, but there's movement. Maybe do you feel my confidence?
Yeah, the process
about it?
Ate some prunes. Let me just say before we get into this, that I've been talking to a lot of people back in St. Louis.
Are they laughing at us about this?
Basically laughing at the idea that this is that their money is going to go to keeping the Chiefs in Missouri.
They should have kept their own stadium.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Or their own team, I guess.
Yeah. It's not their fault. They did everything they possibly could to keep that team here. And then Stan Kroenke decided, nope, I need a stadium out in Los Angeles where nobody likes my team. And when they play home games, they have to go silent count because there's more. Never mind. There's more opposing fans than there are actual fans for the Rams or Chargers. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a couple of things. Let me point out, first of all, that so far we had heard two deadlines that we think are going to happen. For sure, we know that the Kansas offer for the Star Bonds expires at the end of this year. Remember, they extended it. I can't remember if they 6 months. I think they extended it. So that, as far as we know, that's the latest that if any team is going to move to the Kansas side and you want Star Bond money, the latest is the end of the year that you can make that decision. Also, I thought that the teams had said, or at least John Sherman had said, because again, this was all about the Royals from the beginning.
Yeah.
We're going to make a decision by the end of the year. And it's October 21st. And usually not a lot happens around Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so anyway, so there's that. Okay. So I want to talk about... Ty Masterson first, and then we'll talk about this ballot language because that gets a little confusing. So Ty Masterson is the Republican state Senate president, and he was the one that was kind of the public face and voice of these negotiations going back and forth to get those Star Bonds extended and stuff like that. Take this for whatever it's worth out of Fox 4, but he talked to Fox 4 on Friday And he said he expects a stadium proposal from the Royals at an upcoming legislative coordinating council meeting. He said it was his understanding that the only site that the Royals were considering on the Kansas side is the old Sprint campus, now known as Asperia. There you go.
Okay.
I don't even know when this next meeting is. I thought it would be in the story somewhere. But
I thought
not.
It was kind of telling, by the way, that Ty Masterson in that interview said he doesn't know the mayor of Overland Park.
Kurt Skoog,
which is a memorable name. But he doesn't know. I don't know. So wait, you're wanting to be the next governor of the state.
Yeah.
You don't know or don't talk regularly to the mayor of... It's not the biggest city in the state, Wichita is, but it's getting there.
And it's certainly where you want the team to go.
It's a financial center of the state. Like you're not on like regular speaking terms with the mayor of that city. That's a little weird.
Yeah. A new city council gets sworn in Overland Park on December 1st. I don't know where that might play anywhere, but what I take from that at the very least is that no legends for the Royals.
That doesn't
shock me that much.
I didn't think that that's where they would be. Because for a baseball stadium, you don't need as much room. They're not as big. Right.
You're not tailgating.
Yeah, you could put that
doesn't matter.
Like Overland Park. I hope that they don't because I live close enough to that area that it's going to be a nightmare if they start putting a stadium in there. But, you know. It's already bad enough with all the construction on 69.
Yeah. And Ty Masterson says he thinks there are more Royals season ticket holders on the Kansas side than the Missouri side. I think that makes no difference in this decision whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters because he's willing to drive to either side.
I don't want to just make this about, you know, Ty Masterson. But, dude, do you know how elitist that came off?
Yeah.
Because there's more Royals fans on the Kansas City side or on the Kansas side than on the Missouri side. And by that, I just mean the people who have enough money to buy season tickets, which are really and it's not inaccurate. Yes.
Yeah.
That is who they care about the most is the season ticket holders. That's who the owners and operators of teams care about the most. But you're not supposed to take the mask off and admit it. You're not supposed to say, yeah, we don't care about the people who can only afford to go to a couple games a year.
That's true.
No, we just care about the season ticket holders.
It also would not shock me at all if the legislative whatever council, which set that deadline of the end of the year, extends it another 6 months. That wouldn't shock me at all. If they think we're close enough to getting one of the teams on the Kansas side,
it would not shock me at all if they say
we'll give it another 3 months.
Yeah.
At the very least, because the legislative session starts in January. So extend it in through April, until April when that legislative session ends. Wouldn't shock me at all.
And I think, you know, getting back to what I was saying originally, there's the western part of Kansas might not care that much about the Chiefs or Royals coming to Kansas, but they won't be necessarily against it.
Correct.
They'll
correct.
Go, this, because we'll have a major team in our state.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That means we're moving on up. Whereas there is opposition to it on the eastern part of Missouri, where they're still bitter about the Rams leaving and Clark Hunt voting to allow that to happen. I mean, that is something I hear about a lot. Like where I go back and I'm wearing Chiefs gear and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, screw Clark Hunt. He's the reason we don't have the Rams anymore. It's like, not really. It was him and 32 other owners, but okay.
Yeah. Also, if you're in Western Kansas, if you want to go to a game, you could go to Denver.
True.
I mean, the drive to Denver, it's 10 hours from here to Denver.
But I think
you're as close to Denver.
Yeah, you're close to Denver, but it's still a point of pride having it in your state. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a difference between star bonds, which don't really use state money. I mean, they basically loan state money, but they're paid back with local taxes versus the state of Missouri saying, we're going to give you money our money that you don't have to pay back. So
why doesn't Missouri use star bonds? Is that not something they have?
It's not. They don't have a law for it. Yeah. They don't have a law that allows
that must be it.
And it's something we've talked about many times because they don't require public vote.
Yeah.
So
All right.
I don't get it.
Let's talk about the Missouri side then.
So to make a confusing thing more confusing, this was out of KOMU, out of Columbia. A newly approved initiative petition aims to repeal, remember that big law that we just passed, the special session that they were called back to pass this incentive package?
Right.
This newly approved initiative petition aims to get rid of that law, repeal that law that provided that tax money for the teams. And ballot language the Missouri Secretary of State approved carries a warning that voting yes would likely cause the team to leave the state. This is all about the Chiefs, it would seem like. Okay. The Secretary of State's website shows Ketcher Law Firm is behind the petitions, and so that's who they talk to. Two versions of the petition were filed. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins approved them for circulation last week. It means the Ketcher Law Firm may start gathering signatures.
By the way, Ketcher Law Firm.
Yeah.
Guess where they're at?
St. Louis?
Yeah, Webster Groves.
Shocking. Yeah. The initiative petitions propose repealing the Show Me Sports Investment Act. Yeah, that allows up to half the stadium construction costs for both teams to be paid back with tax money generated at the stadiums. Is that not sort of the same thing as Star Bonds, kind of? Because it's tax money that's generated at the stadiums? Anyway, the whole point is, and their focus is the Chiefs, the whole point is there's an effort underway to repeal that law so that state money could not go toward the teams.
I think the wording of that is significant, where it's, you know, it mentions the Chiefs but not the Royals. Mm-hmm. So you're just trying to influence voters instead of, you know, why would you mention the Chiefs but not the Royals when the money will go to both teams?
Right. I think they must not be worried. They must not think the Royals are going to leave.
Maybe.
Also, I suspect
the Chiefs, don't care.
The Chiefs are worth more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, too. Yeah.
I mean, well, the Chiefs are worth more as a team. I don't know if I think overall you make more ticket money as with a baseball team. Obviously, even though the tickets are cheaper, it's not that. Football tickets are so exponentially more expensive that 8 games a year makes up. I mean, there's 10 times more games played at a baseball stadium than there are at a football stadium, more or
less. But capacity, 80,000 capacity at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but still.
What's capacity at Kauffman?
At Kauffman, I don't know. Quentin, was it like 40, 50?
I have no clue. I couldn't guess.
The seating capacity
Kauffman.
Yeah. I want to say it's like 33,000. It's not a very big stadium compared to other MLB stadiums.
Okay.
Who has the bigger payroll?
The Chiefs.
Chiefs or the Royals?
Yeah, the
Chiefs.
Last year, man, I hate the fact that I know all this. Last year,
why? I love the fact that we can actually ask you questions you know the answer.
I know. It's just like more useful information in the world would be nice.
Yeah.
Last year, the Royals were 16th in payroll, and there are 30 teams, so they were slightly below average. I mean, literally one position slower.
Yeah.
Lower in terms of the MLB payroll. So they're right around. And John Sherman has made that sort of his thing, is that he wants to be in that mix in term when it comes to payroll.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays area.
He wants to be right around that middle point, which is not what David
Dodgers and Blue Jays.
So they must assume the Royals aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
They must assume the Royals are going downtown and that they're more worried about losing the Chiefs.
Either that or that language is specifically influential, where they're putting it in there because they know that voters on this side of the state definitely don't want voters on this side of the state won't want the Chiefs to leave and don't really care about the Royals. I don't know. It is a little weird leaving the Royals out of that. Unless they are just convinced they're not leaving. But why not include them anyway? Even if you think they're not going to leave, just include them anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So here's... Oh, never mind. I had different language in front of me. So here's what the actual ballot language says. Mm-hmm. Shall Missouri law be amended to repeal the Show Me Sports Investment Act, which provides state bonds, appropriations, tax credits for professional sports stadiums and related events, thereby likely causing the Kansas City Chiefs to move their stadium from Missouri to Kansas? Okay, let me correct what I said in the last 5 minutes then. This includes both stadiums.
Oh, it does?
Well, because the language says for professional sports stadiums and related events. I don't know why this last thereby likely causing the Chiefs to move their stadium from Missouri to Kansas.
It mentions professional sports teams, but it only mentions the Chiefs. Do you think it's a typo? Does that happen on legislation?
I don't know why those last 10 words are there. I don't know why that's there.
I don't know.
Implied. Of course. Yeah. I mean, of course the law would prevent the team from moving. I don't understand what's at work here, but
again,
so we're nowhere, but maybe somewhere, sort of.
At the end of the day, obviously there's pushback against giving money to either the Royals, but apparently especially the Chiefs, to keep them in Missouri. Whereas Kansas, the leverage is on the other side, where people would like them to come over to Kansas. I think also what you have is there's a lack of motivation for the voters in Jackson County and Kansas City in general, or even to keep the Chiefs here in Missouri when they would just go a little bit further away. For a lot of people who live near the border, the state line, it's just as close to drive up if you have to go up to the Legends than it is to go to where the Kauffman Stadium or Arrowhead is now.
Again, to me, this is right. And I think I agree with everything you just said, which is why to me, it comes down to a downtown baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen in the vote last time because of the timing. But now, you know, that failed. So that's it. And so that funding mechanism, we got to figure out that funding mechanism now. Like, we just got a new county executive. So in theory, people think property tax relief is going to happen. So maybe now, I think what people care about, for the people who care, they think it would be cool to have a stadium for the Royals downtown.
But is it enough to get them to go vote?
Right.
Or to really push their legislators to do it? I don't know. I just don't think it is. All right. So we still haven't solved
stadium. Maybe a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Why don't they, if St. Louis is completely against it, why doesn't the state just throw on the Blues or the Cardinals onto it?
I believe there was money in there for renovations for the Cardinals and I don't know about the Blues at Enterprise,
but for the Cardinals,
I think is where they play. That there would be money in there for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted.
let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
For them as well.
So even still, the St. Louis was like, no.
But well, because the thing is, the new Busch Stadium doesn't really need renovations. They just built it like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think the Blues play at Enterprise or Savas Center, wherever it's at. I don't know enough about that place. I haven't been there in 20 years, but I it's relatively new. So I think that that's also part of the problem. Like, we don't really need renovations. I guess it'd be nice in the future.
Yeah, I mean, they could put the money aside, I guess, somewhere. Yeah. And I don't know how long. I don't remember if there's a clock on that law.
Mm.
Like, that within 10 years it has to happen or something like that.
All right. Well, coming up, we're going to do one more story on stadiums. A Missouri lawyer wants to repeal the stadium funding to give the money to Medicaid.
Does he understand how money works?
No, apparently not.
Does he understand how funding works?
To be fair to him, I don't think anybody does. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
As we continue our discussion that started about the Royals and the Chiefs and is still now kind of about the Royals and the Chiefs, but also about money and what money can be used for what things, we were talking about the Ketcher Law Firm, which is based in St. Louis. That's the same law firm now that is trying to get that Show Me Tax Credit package repealed.
So
that was the one that put the Missouri funding into the teams.
Going at it on all fronts, these guys.
Yes. And so we talked about one of the ballot measures. The other one would direct the state to notify lawmakers how much money was saved. So first of all, part one is get rid of those incentives that they passed. So get rid of that first. And then they want the state to tell lawmakers and lawmakers to tell them how much money was saved by repealing that law. Then they want that money that was saved to go toward protecting Medicaid coverage amid all the federal cuts.
Mm.
No way, no how is all of that going to happen.
No, this is some feel goodism legislation.
Yes.
Where obviously this is never going to happen. And it is basically just making the point. Why are we helping out billionaires when there's people who actually need the help? It's not on principle. It's not the worst point in the world. Like, why are we okay with Medicaid cuts when we're fine with giving? But those two aren't correlated.
Right.
In this case. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
If anyone on the text line knows, 913-586-7798. Here is my theory, is that Brad Ketcher of Ketcher Law Firm has political aspirations, perhaps to run for governor at some point or higher office. He previously worked in the Missouri governor's office under former Democratic Governor Mel Carnahan.
Wow.
I suspect Brad Ketcher wants to be governor.
Okay.
And this feels like, because this is the kind of thing and the kind of things that he's saying, this is the kind of thing that you can run on later. His quote was, the state should not be giving billions of dollars of handouts to billionaire team owners when everyday Missourians are at risk for losing their health care coverage, which he could blame on President Trump because he clearly is a Democrat.
Yeah.
This guy's going to run for something.
Probably, yeah.
And this is the way he's getting statewide attention for his name. I figured you out.
You're saying that there's a ballot initiative that is selfish in nature? That's
one.
Crazy. That's crazy, Jamie. And I don't appreciate the cynicism of that. So the repeal wouldn't automatically just fund Medicaid, by the way. Just to be clear on this.
Oh, lawmakers to go to other stuff too?
Well, no. That's not how the things work. Lawmakers would still have to.
Oh, no, that's not how any of this works.
Lawmakers would still have to appropriate any savings so that voters could, kill subsidies and still not see Medicaid dollars come out. So it's not.
None of that's going to happen.
Right. It's not. That's a legislative follow through thing. That's not a ballot issue. So, I'm with you. I think it's probably this guy's just trying to make a name for himself. And I don't know if it's the worst idea in the world, one, doing this on principle and saying, we need to stop bailing out billionaires when we have people who are struggling that need the help. Two, I don't necessarily think it's the worst idea in the world. Two, it's not going to piss off people out here. if the Chiefs leave and this guy and his law firm are kind of responsible for it, so long as they just go to Kansas or the Royals for that matter. Whereas people in St. Louis will cheer him as a hero, like, good, yeah, stick it to him. Ha! How does it feel? Like, I that is exactly how I'm telling you. I've talked to people in St. Louis. That's what they think, because nobody understands geography and understands that the Chiefs or Royals going to Kansas is not the same as the Rams going to Los Angeles. It's not the same at all. It's not even close. There's a lot of people who would find it very beneficial to the citizens of Kansas City for the Chiefs and Royals to move. And if you want to stick it to Clark Hunt, don't give him a new stadium.
Right.
That's also just this insane thing that they've been like, we don't want him to have a stadium. Okay. Your money might go to renovating Arrowhead. Otherwise, Kansas is just going to build him a much nicer, bigger stadium where he can make even more money.
There are also a lot simpler ways to gain attention statewide if you want to run for statewide office than this.
Yeah.
Because just think about what would have to happen, because he's making it seem all simple. We'll just repeal this law. We'll take the money that we're not going to spend because that law has been repealed, and then we'll just put it into Medicaid funding. 95 events have to happen.
Yeah.
Over the course of 2 years to get to that point. If you are somehow able to repeal the Show Me Whatever Act, which is never going to happen at this point, then okay, fine. That law is repealed. It doesn't mean if you repealed the law. And so people are going to say, great, we don't have to spend that money now.
Right.
Then you're going to convince them that money that you got them to agree to not spend
should go back to funding
should
Medicaid.
Actually be spent.
Yeah. That's
on
not
poor people.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Well, if you care about poor people, then make sure that the Chiefs and Royals stay in Missouri so that they can have all the jobs at the stadiums, because those pay so well.
Man, he was chief of staff in the governor's office. If you look at his bio, he served as legislative director, legal counsel, as a private attorney. I mean, he's got the bio that's perfectly written, like, to run for attorney general. Or governor.
I don't see a Democrat getting elected in Missouri anytime soon, but you never know.
It happened before.
Sure. It's
Jay
happened
Nixon won.
Before. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But, you know, we'll see.
Maybe it's time again.
It's eroded over time, but things have a habit of swinging back around. I mean, hell, Clinton won the state back in 92. Why not? Mm-hmm. Coming up, an Overland Park church is having problems with vandalism. It has a sign that has been vandalized, not one, not two, but several times. And you'll never believe what the sign is promoting that is causing this vandalism. It's just shocking. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We have an odd couple of stories here about Overland Park. One that will rave about how safe the city is. And the first one discusses how Overland Park Police are investigating a vandalized church banner as a potential hate crime.
Yeah.
It was a rainbow banner that read, "All are welcome." It was located on the lawn of the Indian Heights United Methodist Church. It was torn down over the weekend.
What kind of hateful message is that? All are welcome. How dare you, with your inclusion and your tolerance for other people and other walks of life? That's not what we teach at this Christian church. That's not what Jesus taught. And I can't find a quote from him where he says you should be intolerant and you shouldn't love your neighbor. I can't find those quotes, but I'm sure they're there somewhere.
The pastor says another banner with the same message was vandalized last month. And so they put up security cameras as a result of that.
Yeah.
And they are still trying to figure out exactly who did this. And they say they're going to put up another sign with the same message, which will probably be torn down again.
Okay.
People stink.
So I'm just going to head this off real quick before we get any texts on this. They're doing it themselves. Really? Have you talked to people lately? Because I have. Maybe if you text her, who I'm creating as a straw man because I know you're out there. Maybe if you actually had to look at the text line every day on our show, you would realize, nope, there's definitely people out there who are capable of seeing a sign that just says all are welcome and being triggered by it.
Yeah.
Extra sensitive. It's my least favorite combination. It's the extra sensitive alpha male. That is or alpha female. I don't know that it necessarily needs to be gender specific. Let's be honest. It trends more towards men. That is my least favorite type of person. If you're a precious little sensitive snowflake, but you're just like, well, the world is just tough. Okay, that's one thing. But if you're like, I hate like how everybody's such a wuss nowadays. Wait, is that a rainbow flag? Burn it. That you're still an oversensitive little snowflake. And
yes,
my biggest problem with me as a person is I struggle so hard to be less judgmental. I try so hard every day to wake up and try to give people grace and the benefit of the doubt. I try so hard just to bridge gaps. I really do. And it amazes me that there are people out there who look at that as some kind of moral failing. Like you're weak because you want to give people grace. Like you're weak because you want to give the benefit of the doubt. Like
because you're too accepting.
Because you're too accepting, because you're too tolerant. And I got to tell you, I don't understand how people think that that's a negative quality, because it's not saying all are welcome. If we're only opening the doors to pedophiles, it's not saying that. It's saying that everybody is touched by the grace of God and we need to be more accepting of other people who maybe we don't share similar characteristics with. That's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that message.
It makes people, what I'm about to say is not going to make sense, but they don't like you being accepting because it means you are not threatened by people who are
different.
Represented by the rainbow flag.
Yes.
Or by people who are not a middle-aged, white, heterosexual male.
Right.
You are not threatened by those other people. And the people who are mad at you are. For some ridiculous reason that I don't understand. But those people are threatened by the others for being different.
Because they, in their minds, they've conjured up a million different threats from those people that just really don't exist. Like, you know, just to break this down a little bit, all of the pearl clutching and terror and fear about male athletes and women's sports and all of that stuff, or kids getting gender affirming care, right? Do you know how many people in this world under the age of 18 have ever gotten gender affirming care?
Is it less than 0.1%? It's probably way less than that.
Yeah. Because I did this when I was on in Seattle, because it was a big topic about Seattle offering gender affirming care to, I think it was minors from Idaho. Because Idaho, like, banned it. And Washington was like, hey, if you want it, you come here and get it. Literally did the research on it. It was three people. Three. But it was the biggest topic for a week. And everybody was obsessed with it. And it was three. And it was in cases of mutilation. So it was like not even like these kids wanted it. It's like they needed a process to go through in order to make their hormones whole, so to speak. So I don't know. It's just infuriating that these things get blown out of proportion. Yeah. We don't care about actual crime. We don't care about actual threats and actual dangers in our society because you're too focused on what people who live different lifestyles might be doing that you've assumed is evil because it's not what you do.
There are in my neighborhood there are birds. Sorry, the door is open so that the dog can be as free as she wants to be today. And the birds are obnoxious. But there are a couple of homes in my neighborhood that have rainbow flags up in their windows.
Monsters.
And there is a light pole around, the, like, kind of at the entrance to our neighborhood that has a rainbow. It sort of looks like a quilt that's attached to the pole. So are we okay? Like, should I feel safe in my neighborhood? I mean, should people who are represented by those colors be felt? Those have never been vandalized, to my knowledge. Like, those have stayed intact.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't feel weird about being in my neighborhood because we might have
some gay people,
non-heterosexuals. It's not even just
flying a rainbow flag doesn't mean you're gay either.
No. I mean, but that's what some people think. That's the only thing it represents.
It could also just mean that you are saying to gay people, hey, I'm an ally. I believe in your right to exist.
Yes.
And I've had this argument so many times too. It's probably the oldest radio argument ever is like Pride Parade. Well, what are they proud about? What if we had a straight Pride Parade? Okay. The reason gay people have gay pride, the reason there's, you know, also Black Lives Matter and all that stuff is because as a white straight man, nobody has told me I don't have the right to exist as a white straight man.
Nobody has told me you get to exist everywhere.
Yeah, nobody has once told me like, "Hey, that is you the lifestyle that you practice." I mean, it would be laughable if somebody said it would obviously be farcical and a parody of what they're told all the time. If somebody said you're not allowed to do that in public, that should be illegal. If I was holding hands with my wife in public, nobody's coming up to me or her and saying, "Hey, I don't appreciate your lifestyle."
And you're not getting looks from across the people aren't looking at you funny. Or if you were to appear on television, it would not be a story.
Yes.
You know, if you as a couple, that would not be groundbreaking.
There was a Disney movie with us kissing.
Yes.
It wouldn't be the oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
So the reason there's gay pride is because people are constantly telling them you shouldn't be proud. You shouldn't exist, in fact. So that's the reason that exists. Whether you agree with it or not, that's fine, but that's why it's not a contradiction. As far as vandalizing a church is concerned, do you not realize the level of hell you're going to?
this isn't
even a Catholic church, but it's just the marrow that courses through me from my Catholic upbringing just makes me go, really? Even if that church had a swastika out front, I'd be like, I don't know. It's a church. I don't think I should be vandalizing that. I don't know if that's okay. That didn't even occur to them. when they're vandalizing it. Like, well, this is a church. Maybe we should, nope, screw it. This is what Jesus would want.
Why are we not, man, if you are truly religious, why aren't you happy that they put this sign up? Because membership in churches is down, which means money into churches is down. And the more people you have, the more money your church has. Aren't churches supposed to be welcoming? I mean, aren't we supposed to want everybody there?
I mean, if anything, say you are anti-gay, anti-trans, all that stuff, to the point where it infuriates you seeing a rainbow flag. Right. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want them to go into the church then? Because
you want them there.
Wouldn't you want them to go into the church and I don't know, be reprogrammed or reindoctrinated or be told that they're sinners and be told to change their lives? I know that not all churches teach that, but I'm just saying, like, in theory, isn't that what you would want them to just, you know, only read the old parts of the Bible, not the new parts about being accepting and tolerant, just the that one part of Leviticus, not the other parts where it talks about like, you know, stoning women to death for, you know, touching clothing on their when they're having their period or whatever. Not those parts. Mm-hmm. Those parts we don't care about. We only care about these specific parts. And only the King James version, not the Greek version, which actually kind of contradicts the King James version. Anyway, I don't know. People are crazy, Jamie.
So they're doing it for attention. Congratulations, you're getting it. You know, we don't know who you are yet, and we're talking about it. And if the goal is to get the attention, good on you. What are you trying to prove?
What's the point you're trying to make? I think you're giving them too much credit.
I think it's just
people seeing something going, no, tolerance, and reacting in a virulent way because they're animals. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Coming up, you mentioned it. We'll talk about it some more.
Yeah,
Overland
but,
Park.
You know,
so long as you're not a sign that says all are welcome on it, Overland Park is the safest city in, well, second safest city
almost
in the country. Second safest. Who is the safest then? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Out west. Tornadoes. That's the problem. That is why Overland Park, Kansas got second place in the Wallet Hub study of the safest cities in the U.S. instead of first place. They looked at, and some of this is weighted, so it gets a little funky, but yeah, they rank. I like Wallet Hub a lot. I say that a lot. I like the way they do the rankings. Yeah. They weight them where they should be. They ranked the safest cities in the U.S. based on three big categories: home and community safety, natural disaster risk, and financial safety. Rank.
Okay.
We came in second place. Overland Park did. We ranked fourth in home and community safety. We ranked 16th in financial safety. And because of the stupid tornadoes and the snow, we ranked 118th for natural disaster risk rank. Warwick, Rhode Island can
Warwick.
Stick it.
Let me tell you a thing.
I assume it's near Providence because it's not big enough.
Because it's Rhode Island. Everything's near
Rhode
Providence.
Island. Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Rhode Island. It's kind of funny. I lived in Boston for 6 years, or the Boston area for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Rhode Island once. You know how hard? I actually didn't mean to avoid it. My point is, it's so small that I drove to New York several times. Didn't go through Rhode Island. I drove south to the Cape several times. Never went to Rhode Island. I've been to most states in this country. I've not been to Rhode Island, specifically because it's so small. You almost have to be purposely going towards it. I guess I should have gone to Warwick and gotten out of the car and be like, God, it feels safe here. My God.
Providence is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Newport's
nice.
Spent a week. That's where Taylor Swift has her big mansion is in Newport.
Yep.
Rhode Island is great. I don't know. Again, Warwick doesn't have any natural disaster problems. Otherwise,
except for nor'easters. I mean, there are, you know, those
they must
happen
not care about that.
Occasionally. I don't know. Just wait till it's underwater when the sea levels rise. There you go.
Yeah.
Bring on the global warming. Then we'll be number one.
Take that. Burlington, Vermont's number three.
Yeah.
That's a cool college town. Juneau, Alaska's number four. They rank first in natural disaster risk rank. This study clearly doesn't care about
Alaska?
Snow.
I guess not. No.
Doesn't care about snow.
Yonkers,
they don't consider
New York.
That to be a natural disaster.
So three of these are on the East Coast. And Yeah, that's fine. I guess Burlington isn't the coast, but it's on the eastern seaboard, however you want to phrase it.
And South Burlington, Vermont's number 7 on the list.
Okay.
That's the place to go if you want to be safe.
That's the place to go if you want to be a little bit less safe. Like, you want to be dangerous in Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that general store doesn't have organic hemp. Let's go to South Burlington, Vermont.
Is Kansas City ranked 400th on here?
It was like 157th or something.
It's very low, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, speaking of unsafe things, we're going to talk about how somebody in Texas put needles in candy. That's an actual thing that happened. Sure.
You know, they scare us every year with this.
I'm calling BS. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.